that, we've got company.
Hello.
Trust me, Hera, I'm excited. This is my excited face.
Oh, this makes me so happy.
I like you. You don't fit in around here either.
All right, if I tag along?
More the merrier.
Get ready to be impressed.
You ready to be impressed, Tam?
I'm completely ready.
Happy New Year, Geeky Bubble listeners, and Happy New Year to you, Mommy.
Happy New Year! Yay! 2024!
It is. So the New Year is upon us. And Mommy, around this time last year, we had decided that it was time to wind down the show a little bit. And not a little bit. We ultimately did.
Did nothing.
And, you know, at the time, we had a lot on our plates. And without going into too much detail, 2023 actually proved to be a very difficult year. But now that this new year is here, we want to reignite the engine, if you will, of this podcast and get it back up and running again. It won't be a weekly podcast. It'll be like at least once a month. Podcast. Like on a good month, we can put maybe two or three episodes, depending. But at the very least, it'll be one episode. And then last time we were talking about The Bad Batch. So we will, you know, we'll publish an episode or two on our thoughts for the second season. And we'll also record an episode or two about Ahsoka. That would be cool to talk about that. And then we'll try to have those episodes up in mid-January, if not in February. So, you know, stay tuned.
Just in time for my birthday.
Yeah, just in time for your birthday. But before we get to all of that later this month, I want to know, what was your favorite thing to watch in 2023?
Let's see. We watched many things.
We did.
And the thing is, like, whatever I watch, I always liked. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's always something that I like.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
So it's hard for me to pinpoint one specific thing.
Well, I know for me, I know one of the top things I enjoyed was Queen Charlotte. That was a series.
Yeah, that
was,
oh man, that makes us, oh, that made us cry.
And I had to make Mommy watch it because she was kind of like dragging a little bit. I was like, you need to watch this show. So Queen Charlotte, for anyone who doesn't know, is like a spinoff of Bridgerton. And I'm not a huge fan of Bridgerton, actually. Mommy, it's funny because Mommy's the bigger fan of the Bridgerton series.
Yes.
So it was hilarious that I had to watch the spinoff and she hadn't. And I'm like, Mom, you need to watch this show. And so when I watched it, I didn't know what to expect. I thought I was going to walk away from it just like I did Bridgerton, but I actually loved it. And I cried my eyes out when we got to that final episode. Like, I don't want to get into too many details, but...
Yeah, and you have this thing where if you find something that makes you cry, you have to have me see it so that I can cry.
Exactly.
It's like, you cannot cry on your own.
No, I can't. I need you to experience the pain with me.
Oh, gosh. Oh, you know, I learned a new word.
What?
In something I watched the other day.
What was the thing you watched, though?
I watched Trevor Noah, one of his specials.
Yes, that's right.
And he said a word, a German word, Schadenfreude, something like that. I'm not great.
Quote you on
it. Exactly. Supposedly, it means that you love the misery of others.
Oh.
So, Jonah, you love putting me in misery.
It's true. I do. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I think of all the things that I watch, something that I held a lot from watching, and it took me to the edge of my seat was Arcane.
Oh, yes. Arcane. Yeah, because I don't think you even knew what Arcane was.
No, you kept talking about it.
Yes, I did. Yes.
And talking about it. And I'm having discussions with your brother and talking more about it and constantly nagging me. And this is the thing. When she starts nagging, I start saying no just to nag her. So it took, I think, a part of the whole year.
Man, the show came out like a year and a half ago. So
since the show came, I just recently watched it.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And I think it's the one thing that surprised me the most as to how much I was gonna like it. You know, like I didn't expect. I expect that I would like it. Okay, right. Was all right, right, but not this much. Right. I'm really, really like, I need to watch the next one. I need the next one.
Yeah, which is coming out later this year. Now we can say that is this year, not next year, because it'll be coming out in 2024 later.
And then after that, I will have to say Doctor Who.
Yes. Yeah. You're the Doctor Who fan. Yeah.
I come on. And after Jodie, like when that scene when the doctor, the play by David Tennant, that one comes back, I'm like, what the freak?
Yeah, yeah.
I need to see. And finally, you know, it's not easy getting the shows as they come because they don't come regular, you know?
Right, right.
So I managed to finally see the four specials about a week or so ago, and oh my god, I can't wait till April 2024.
Oh, that's when it comes back?
That's when the new Doctor series starts.
I see. Cool. Yeah, and then some of the other things we ended up watching, Ahsoka being one of them.
Yes.
A lot of people know that I was hesitant about it because of the whole, you know, animated characters becoming live action. I wasn't sure how that was going to be handled. And I was surprised. I was genuinely surprised. And it's funny because in talking with a friend, I said, I know I'll probably eat my words. And I did. I really enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to hopefully them making another season. I would love to see Iman Esfandi playing Ezra again. He was just so great.
He was Ezra. It's like, yes. I don't think you could have picked a better actor to portray him. And he just took the job to heart and he made Ezra come to life.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it was amazing to see. Now, it doesn't happen often. And yeah, you know, you enjoy the things that you enjoy and you watch them and whatnot, but it's not often that you get something that, oh, wow, he's just like Ezra.
Right, right. Yeah, I really loved that. And so that really turned things around for me. And then I also watched Loki, which you haven't seen yet.
So this is the thing that I have. I have a problem with endings, especially if I like something.
I see.
So if I like something, I will hold a lot to watch the finale, the ending of it. Because I know after that, that's it. So it's sort of like, as long as I don't see it, it's still there. It's what happened with the last movie of Harry Potter. Right. I watched the first part. I did not watch the second part until like
years later.
Years. Yeah, no, but yeah. I'm talking years later.
Yeah.
Because that was it. Like, I knew after that was it. So with Loki, it's the same thing because I love Loki. Loki was one of those that no matter who said what, I was, no, I love this. And it was amazing. And I loved it. And I loved the interaction between Loki and the
Mobius.
Mobius. I loved the interaction between Loki and Mobius. So it was like, oh God, this is it. One more, nothing after that. No more Loki, no more Mobius. I haven't watched it because of that. But I know I need to.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Recently, Bodies.
Oh yeah, recently we did watch a show on Netflix called Bodies. I think it came out earlier in 2023, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, that was unexpectedly good. I didn't know what we were getting into.
Your emotions went from, oh, wow, to, I'm not liking it, to, oh, okay.
Yeah, it was interesting. It had an interesting development. Like, it was going places where I wasn't expecting. And so, yeah, I really liked that show. And I know it's based off of a graphic novel. So at some point, I'd love to, like, take a look at the graphic novel. But yeah, Mommy and I, is because it's like a mystery story. And so you're trying to solve it. You're trying to be a few steps ahead.
Yeah, to understand what is it that's going on, how the different parts of it interact with each other or connect with each other. So yeah, I'm a sci-fi freak. So I loved it. And then one of the things that we do a lot in December is watch Christmas movies.
Yes.
Because that's my favorite season of all is Christmas.
Yes.
And we watched many Christmas movies and they were good. But there was one in particular that really, like, it's not your usual cheesy Christmas movie. Because, you know, Christmas movies are that. They're cheesy. That's what you watch them for. This one was not. And it was good.
Yeah. It was a good series. It was a good movie, I should say. It's called Christmas of Yes. It's on Max. And so, yeah, we always tune into Christmas movies wherever we can find them. And this one, I think it came out in 2023. It was a new movie. And it was one of those movies that had great acting, had great dialogue, had a good concept too. And it was cute. I really liked it.
Yeah, it gave you a lesson without being cheesy. It gave you the Christmas thing. And it was interestingly very, very good.
Yeah, I agree. A few other things that we ended up watching, or at least I ended up watching, because Mommy still hasn't watched this one, Across the Spider-Verse.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Mommy, she's seen the first movie, but it's been a while, so you might need to rewatch the first movie.
Yeah, the thing with me is I have to get into the mood of things.
Right.
So I've been very nostalgic, and I was very nostalgic in 2023, let's put it that way. So I did a lot of rewatches.
Yes, we did. We rewatched Avatar The Last Airbender.
Korra.
Legend of Korra. We also did, just recently over the weekend, Dune.
Yeah, the original.
Dune 1984.
That was my first time. And I'm an 80s girl.
First time seeing it in a while. Or was it first time seeing it?
First time seeing it in over 30 plus years.
Yeah. So it's not your first time ever. It's the first time you've seen it in a while.
I saw it when it came first out.
Right.
Because I was in high school.
Right.
So I saw it then. And that was it. I never again. Until now. And those graphics, man.
Yeah. I didn't really pay much attention just because I wasn't really exactly in the mood. And those kinds of movies, I have to be in the mood to watch them. And so I only looked up every once in a while and I thought, this is a trip. That's wild.
it was. And actually, it watching the first one, I think, gives you an appreciation for the remake.
Right. The new version.
Because then you realize that they packed a lot into that movie.
Oh, the original one.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of history packed into that 2 hours or so.
Yeah, it was a 2 hour and 15 minute. I was just like, wow, really? That's it?
Yeah, yeah. And watching that made me appreciate, like, you know, I can understand why they wanted to do a two-part movie this time around. Because there's a lot of little things that you could bring into that will inform more about the story.
Right.
So I had planned to watch Dune before watching the first part of the new remake. And never did watch the remake.
Right.
So finally watched it again. And yeah, I like that. I like that movie. And one movie I did see that I never saw. I saw the ads when it came out.
Right.
Was Tron.
Tron. Yeah. So December 17 was the 13th, if I remember correctly, anniversary of Tron Legacy, or was it 14? Now I can't remember now. But yeah, Tron Legacy, and of course, I was watching it, and then right after we watched it, I said, do you want to watch the original Tron? Because that's when I found out that mommy hadn't even watched it. I was like, okay, all the more reason to watch it now.
No, I never got to go to the movie theater for that one.
Yeah.
So, and then whatever times they put it on TV, it was never like, you know, it was never something that I would sit down to watch.
Right, right.
So I finally did.
Yeah. How'd you think of it?
I'm going to tell you something. The movie got a lot of slack. And I think it's because people were not thinking about what was it bringing.
Right.
Because if you have thought well about what this movie was bringing, you would have loved it.
Right, right. What was it bringing to you?
Like the technology, the future, idea, the concept, right. You know, like, and we're talking about this combination of what I think was like animation together with computers and trying to make a person look like they're in a computer environment.
Right,
like,
right. There were several techniques that were out of this world, really, that they were implementing. And it was a long, a painstaking process. I forget the exact details now because it's been a while since I've read the Making of Tron book. But yeah, it's...
And just for that, the movie was unbelievable at the time that it came out. And it should have been appreciated more.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think it's appreciated still.
Yeah, I was very like, wow, okay, I like it.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad to hear that. But other things we ended up rewatching was Star Trek Enterprise. So that was the last thing, that was the last bit of Star Trek that we needed to rewatch, or at least for me to watch for the first time, so that I could say I've watched every single episode and movie of Star Trek ever made. Yeah. So I was happy. I think I hit that mark somewhere earlier in 2023. I was like, yes, this is a milestone. And yeah, and then, you know, going along with the Star Trek, Strange New Worlds had released its season in 2023. And so
that was good.
That was a great season because it had the crossover episode with Lower Decks.
That was
so well done. So well done. Having characters from the animated show Lower Decks come into the live action setting.
Talk about doing live action right.
Yeah, yeah. That was just like so well done. And there was also the musical episode.
And again, like you will never think musical Star Trek.
I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it.
But man, they did an awesome job. They were amazing.
Right.
There's no words to describe it. It was amazing.
Yeah, and the music I still listen to actually without even watching the episode. So I think they did a great job creating music for the events that progressed throughout that episode. And then creating music that I could just listen to randomly.
Yeah.
Star Trek Picard had its final season. That was incredible because there was one character, and of course I have to talk about him because we can't go without talking about Captain Shaw.
Oh.
So like he was an absolute jerk and when we first see him, and it was so funny because I still have the vivid memory of me thinking, wow, this guy sucks. And then, like, an episode or two later, we see a different side of him. And I'm like, wow, this is the best Star Trek character ever. It was so funny. And it wasn't just me who experienced that. You can see the whole fan base experiencing that. And now Todd Stashwick is just such a beloved actor within the Star Trek community because of what he brought with that character.
That was, like, crazy. Like, and I had mentioned it when I first saw it. You know what? This guy, this is one of those that you're either going to love him or you're going to hate him.
Yeah.
There's no in between. And you know what? We ended up loving him because he was amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was a great ending to that series, seeing all the Star Trek The Next Generation actors back again in the bridge of the Enterprise D. I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing bits of that story continue, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I liked Jack. I really enjoyed his character. I know a lot of people were like not really into
Jack represents a new Jack LaForge's daughter.
Yes.
Both daughters.
Yeah.
They represent a whole new
generation
of Star Trek. And it's awesome. It's young. It's like vibrant. It's full of possibilities.
The one thing I wish, and I know Terry Matalas had spoken about this, but he just couldn't fit everyone. So the one thing I wish that we could have seen was Elnor and Soji.
Yeah.
So their characters were kind of diminished to make way for these new faces in the third season, but. I would love to see them again, hopefully in a different series down the line, because, yeah, they're also part of the new generation of Star Trek.
Is like, God. Mm.
I know. I want good things for that character. Good things.
He's the Ezra of Star Trek.
He is my Ezra. Yeah. Although he doesn't really have the same sense of humor as Ezra.
No. But he's quirky in his own
way. Yeah, he is. Let's see. There was also Dungeons and Dragons, the movie.
Yes, the movie.
That came out with Chris Pine earlier in the year, 2023.
That was nicely done, too.
Yeah, that was a great one, because I've never played Dungeons and Dragons. I'm really not one for playing those kinds of games, just because I can't really come up with the story.
On the spot, improvising.
Yeah, I'm not great with that. And I've tried it, and it's not fun. I feel awkward almost all the time. And so, yeah, I'd rather see other people enjoy it. And so when I went into this movie, I was like, well, I have no idea what to expect with this world. And it was fun. I really liked it. It was a fun journey. And I was surprised by the ending, too.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it away in case anyone who hasn't watched it wants to watch it. But, yeah, it's one of those movies that got a lot of criticism, completely unnecessary, because it was fun.
Yes, it was. And if you haven't seen it, go and watch it.
It's
fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Another movie we watched was on Amazon Prime, A Million Miles Away, with Michael Peña.
Yes.
He was great. That was a great movie.
And he was amazing.
Yeah, and I think it went under the radar for a lot of people. It wasn't really talked about much. And
if you want to watch one of those feel-good movies, one of those movies where you're
rooting for that main character.
And not only you're rooting through the whole movie, but instead of getting a sad ending, you want to... like, scream, watch it.
Yeah.
Watch it, because it's one of those stories that it's meant to inspire.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I have to mention this one, Red, White, and Royal Blue, because it's based off of Casey McQuist's book. And I'm looking at the four different versions that I have on my bookcase, because I love that book so much. I really loved that. That was another Amazon Prime movie. It's funny, because I was compiling this list. And I'm like, what other movie have I seen? I can't remember what it was. And then I'm looking through a list of 100 top movies of 2023. And then I see Red, White, and Royal Blue. And I was like, oh, yeah. How could I forget that movie? I watched it like a dozen times.
Oh, my God. Yes.
But yeah, that was another great one. And I think there's talks of a possible sequel, but... I'm not sure how that's going to work out, so we'll see. 65 was another movie with Adam Driver. I know this one got a lot of criticism as well, but you know what? It was freaking fun.
Yes, it was.
It was so much fun, and then terrifying as well, because we're jumpy people.
Yeah, you know, we jump.
there are people out there like my brother who you have to really get them. There are certain movies he's just not going to be jumpy with, but we are. We are jumpy people. And so, yeah.
And we love to get into the jumpy
stage. Yes, exactly. So that was a great movie. And we were really hoping that the ending wouldn't be like that traditional main character dies sort of a thing. Turned out that wasn't the case. And I was so happy about that.
But you think it is.
Yeah, you're led to believe. Yeah. You're led to believe that that's where it's headed.
And which is why is, you know, those are the movies that usually you tend to remember most, because they're the ones that you think they're going to go one way.
Right.
And you're set on that's going to be the way, because that's normally the way they go. And all of the sudden, boom, in the end, that's it. Done. Different. And you go like, wow.
Yeah. It's really cool. Haunted Mansion was another movie we watched.
Yeah, that one was good too.
Yeah, that was unexpected.
That is good. Yeah. It was sort of darker, but funny, which is what the whole story is supposed to be. You know, it is a ghost story, but it's also a good heartwarming story.
Right.
And I think they got it right with this one.
Yeah, it was a fun movie. Yeah. I definitely loved Owen Wilson's character.
He's awesome. And you know what? Doesn't matter what he does, I love it. Like the movie with Jennifer Lopez. She's a singer.
Oh, gosh. I don't remember. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But she's, yeah, they get that. I'm not sure about that. It's just I don't see the chemistry.
I saw that. And that's the thing. That's why I like it. Because it's something unexpected.
Right. I'll have to give it another shot. I'll have to see what I think of it then.
I'm at all one like that. I like odd couples. I like, you know, things that the society seems to think, or the general norm seems to think that they shouldn't be together.
Right.
But I see it, and I see the potential, and I like that. I really like that movie.
Cool. And then the last thing I have on my list here is Rebel Moon. So I know a lot of people have been giving this movie a lot of criticism, but you know what? It was freaking fun, and that's my line now. It was a lot of fun. I liked it. I know there was a lot of, I don't understand who this character is. I don't know their background. Things just happen very quickly. I'm looking forward to the extended version, just because I have read the novel, the novelization of it, and there is a lot more to the movie than what we see in this current PG-13 cut. I'm excited about part two, because part two is where you'll dive into the characters' backgrounds a bit more. That's where you get the warriors' perspectives and what got them to this point in their lives and why they're willing to fight for this random little village on this planet. So I'm excited to dive further into this world.
I, for one, are one of those that, you know, the least you know, I think the better experience you'll get. And I don't read graphic novels, and I don't read all these novelizations of stories and stuff. So the movie was it for me, and I really enjoyed it. Sometimes people, you just need to watch things for the fun of it. Just enjoy it.
Right, I know. Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I watched Ahsoka, was because I was like, what? Who am I holding back here? It's just myself. So let me just watch it. Let me just enjoy it. If there are things that I like, that's great. If there are things that I don't like, I can just, you know, focus on the stuff that I do.
Exactly. And the thing is, like with always in everything in life, just try it. Don't have any preconceived notions. Just go with a blank slate, clear mind. If you like it, you like it. And if you don't, you don't.
Right.
It's as simple as that. Entertainment is as simple as that. You either like it or you don't.
Yeah. I think the problem, too, is that then people who don't like it go online and then expect other people not to like it. And that's where the frustration comes from for a lot of people, because there are a lot of things I watched this year I didn't like, but did I voice any of it? No. And I don't go into other people's tweets or posts or whatever and then criticize them for liking that thing that I didn't like.
It comes back to Trevor Noah and Schroeder Freuden.
Yes.
Why some people just loving to see misery in others.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. So, yeah, we don't. We like to enjoy things.
And to those out there who understand German and know German, please forgive me for not properly pronouncing the word, because I, of course, not German. Yes. My first language is Spanish.
Yeah. And then the one thing that we're currently watching that actually we need to keep watching is Babylon 5.
We need to finish that.
Yes. Mommy's rewatching it. I'm watching it for the first time. So it was originally on Tubi, and unfortunately it got removed from Tubi. But I did purchase the DVD or the Blu-ray. I forget which one. But I just need to actually, you know, open up the DVD case, which I haven't done, to continue watching it. So we will. That's one of our homework.
One of the tasks. Few things still relevant today.
Yes,
because it's so amazing relevant. How many times we have catch ourselves saying, "Wow, is that not what is happening right now?"
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And I'm like, wow, they should show this in schools.
Yes.
Like, how is this not part of the curriculum? But yeah, I really love the show, and I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing more of it as I, you know, finally open that DVD case. But that's pretty much it. That's it for now. You know, we'll publish more episodes in the near future, but we're excited to get things back up and running. So yeah, stay tuned.
Yeah, Jonah's going to have to start writing a lot.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, because I do like to have my notes and such. So I'm looking forward to
it. I'm just a pretty face here.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes, yes, you are, Mommy. But that's it. I hope everyone has had a wonderful start to the new year, and stay tuned. You'll hear more from us soon.